Joining us now on the program is one of the rising stars in the UFC's featherweight division, Yair El Pantera Rodriguez joins us. How are you doing, man?
I'm good, man. What about you? How are you?
No complaints. This is obviously probably a little bit of a new scene for you. I mean, how are you enjoying the radio row?
This is just amazing. You know, I never thought about this before. I never seen something like this before. You know, I just think it's amazing. This is the first time that I'm in an NFL event, and I can see why are you guys like that huge, you know. And I'm pretty happy to be here joining you guys, and you know, I'm more than happy than doing interviews for you.
You just fought, obviously, the biggest name you've fought so far in your career, BJ Penn, who one of the all-time legends of the sport. This is you haven't lost yet since you've been in the UFC. Do you feel like you're ready for a top 15, top 10 opponent at this point?
Yeah, I mean, I was actually talking about that earlier today. I don't care who they want, the UFC wants to bring. I think for sure it has to be a top 10 or top 5 opponent. You know, and I'm saying this because I already have six fights into the UFC and win streak wins. And I'm in a number 8 or 7 in my weight class right now. So that doesn't let me, you know, too many range.
Too many options.
Yeah, too many options. So it's just top 10 or top 5 in my division, which I don't care, you know. Any of those guys are going to be tough anyways. So I don't care what the UFC wants to bring next. I'll be ready for it.
Talk about the fight with BJ. I don't know if you grew up watching the UFC or if you were a big fan of his, but how weird was it to fight a guy that's, you know, one of the greatest all times in the sport?
Yeah, it was amazing, you know, because I grew up watching BJ Penn, you know, fighting, you know, his highlights and all his trainings and stuff like that. And whenever the UFC told me, like, hey, you want to fight BJ Penn, it was like, man, this is huge. Like, this is big for me, you know. So I started working hard. I started working really hard for this fight. And I get an injury in my training camp. You know, I was able to drop the fight down. But, you know, I pushed through it. I pushed through the lesion. And I go there and perform. You know, it's what you do when you commit to it, when you commit to stuff. And now this fight, I know it put me in a better position than I was already. You know, like my followers increased a lot on my social media, and I feel great up there. You know, I feel great up there. I feel strong, powerful, you know, smarter, sharper. And I just think I did the next step. You know, so like I'm telling you, you know, I know BJ Penn was great, was a nice fight, and I respect a lot the guy. But I just think that it's time to move forward and look for the next big fight, and I'll be rooting for it.
A lot of the Ultimate Fighter winners come in to their first UFC fight with a little bit of fame behind them because people have been able to watch the show. Not as many people got to see the Latin America shows unless they had Fight Pass or were looking for it. Do you think that BJ fight was the fight that really kind of put you on the map with fans as far as, you know, your popularity and people are going to be pushing to see you fight now?
Yes, I think it was a fight that a lot of people wants to watch, you know, because he was coming back. And I knew he was training for a long time because I saw him in Jackson's. We actually trained together once, you know, before I even knew about he was coming back. And, you know, I think this was a fight that really put me in the map, with the fans, because he brought more fans, you know, with, you know, his legacy to this fight, to me as well, you know. And I did well. I mean, I can complain about my perform there. I know I can do better, but I can complain, you know. So I really think this fight put me in the map.
Talk about your time on the Ultimate Fighter, working with Cain Velasquez, and, you know, what'd you take away from that experience with him? And do you still talk to Cain, or was that just something that was when you were on the show? He was the coach on the show, and that was the end of it, or have you maintained a relationship with him?
So it's weird, you know. Between all the fighters, we don't text to each other pretty much. But even if we stop watching each other for 2 years, whenever we see each other again, it's like we're like best friends, you know. So it doesn't matter. Every time that I watch Cain in the events, it's the same, you know. He's still my friend. I learned too much from him, you know. Like, he being that famous, he being that huge, he being that huge name for the UFC, Mexican people and, you know, American people, he's still with his feet in the ground, you know, very grounded, pretty smart guy, you know, about his money, about his lifestyle. And it's something that I learned from him. You know, you keep it simple, be smart with your money, be smart with your life, and you'll do good.
You know, Kane is one of the guys, even though he's technically an American, he opened the door a lot for a lot of Latin fighters. I mean, have you noticed since Caden's rise to, you know, the top of the heavyweight division years ago, have you noticed the popularity of MMA in Latin America? Have you noticed that rise?
It's like a lot. You have no idea how many people is yet just becoming a huge fan of MMA. I mean, when I started fighting, I wasn't a big fan of MMA. You know, because I was more focused on being a fighter, and more people start getting involved with the UFC, and they're talking more about the UFC, and they start going to bars to watch the UFC and the restaurants to watch the UFC and the wings and all this stuff. It was like, all right, this is getting huge, you know. With the past of the years, like the past 2 years has been crazy in Mexico, you know. Now more people knows me in my hometown. Like a lot of people knows, like most of the people knows what the UFC is about, and they become a fans, you know, which is amazing. And I think the UFC is getting a huge fan base down there in Mexico and Latin America. You know, they already have Brazil, you know, but you know, Argentina, Colombia, and all those places, you know, is getting big.
You have a Taekwondo background, correct?
Yes.
Were there people who told you that point fighting styles don't translate to MMA? Because that was what people said for the longest time was, if you do Taekwondo or karate, it doesn't really transfer to the UFC. But since Lyoto Machida you've started to see more and more. Steven Thompson now does it. More and more point fighting background guys make it to the UFC. Did you find that transition difficult?
No, I mean, it's just they gotta understand, bro. Like, we have the background. Like, yeah, we come from a martial art. That doesn't mean that we're gonna go and fight as we used to fight in that martial art. No. I mean, of course, the style is gonna be there, but the kicks are way too harder here. You know, and you have no shin guards, you have nothing by your skin and your bones, you know. And it's something that people doesn't understand too much, you know. We practice every day, you know, to... Those kicks become an MMA kick. It's not anymore a Taekwondo kick. It helps. Taekwondo, it helps before. Now you gotta, you know, learn that transition. And it wasn't hard for me, you know. It cannot be hard for you if you're an athlete. You gotta be natural for do stuff, you know. For me, it wasn't hard, at least.
The ultimate goal now, obviously, is going to be to win a title. And the current 145 champ is Jose Aldo, another guy who's... A legend in the sport, one of the greats of all time. Is that a fight that you would look forward to one day?
Of course, any fight. I will look for any fight. I know Jose Aldo is there, Max Holloway is there. I know McGregor is there too, because you know McGregor is. I don't know if he's coming back to 145. I don't know, man. The stuff in my division is weird right now. You guys gotta understand that. Like I don't know where I'm at right now. Like, all right, Max Holloway is the interim champion, but he never fought again. Against Jose Aldo.
Jose's the champion and never won the title back.
Never fight against Max Holloway. And if Conor McGregor comes down to 145, that means that he's the legit 145 champion. You know, which it means that he has to fight against Max Holloway. Or if Jose Aldo fight Max Holloway before he have to fight against Jose Aldo. I don't know what can happen there. You know, it's a lot going on right now, but I just feel pretty happy, you know. With I'm just taking it easy for now. I'm looking for my next fight, my next opponent. That's my main goal for now, and then I'll start to figure out what is next.
How closely do you watch the other guys in your division? When the other 145s watch, do you try to watch all those fights just in case you happen to fight one of those guys down the road?
Yes, I always watch fights. You know, I don't really. It doesn't really matter too much, you know, because you gotta prepare yourself in different ways in order to fight different guys, you know. So it's an MMA game. You gotta be ready for everything. You cannot be hoping on God to do well. You go and do well because you train hard, and then you go and perform well because you're healthy up here in your mind, and you're healthy in your body. That's it. That's simple, you know. It's as simple as it sounds. So it doesn't matter if you watch fights or not. If you're ready, you're ready. If you're not, you're not.
You a fan of the American football? Are you going to be watching the Super Bowl? Do you have any thoughts on the game?
If I have thoughts in the game, I think the Patriots going to win.
Okay.
The Patriots. I'm with the Patriots right now, but I'm not a huge fan of NFL. You know, I'm slowly starting learning all the sport. You know, whenever you're an athlete, these guys probably they can tell you too, the NFL guys. Whenever you are, you know, to commit to something, you're training and you're doing, you know, training all day. Sometimes you don't have time to watch TV or stuff like that, you know. So that's why I don't want to look bad and saying, oh yeah, look, all nice. I'm trying to be cool with you guys and say that I know all these guys. No, to be honest, I don't. And I'm trying to learn more about the sport.
Well, here's one you will know. The fight's here on Saturday night. Dennis Bermudez and Korean Zombie. Who do you like in that fight?
Well, I think it's going to be a tough fight for both of the guys, you know, because one of those guys is a natural striker and the other guy is a wrestler, strong wrestler. So I just think the Korean Zombie's been under a regimen of military regimen, you know, and he can all be playing around there, you know, in the militia. In any country, you can be playing around, you're in the militia. So I think he's going to come strong. I think he's going to come focused because he's hungry, you know. And I think it can be a good fight, but I think the Korean Zombie can win the fight.
That's Yair Rodriguez, one of the most exciting fighters in the UFC. Looking forward to seeing you fight again. And like you said, hopefully you can stay a top 5, top 10 opponent. And it's always good to see you in the cage, my man. And enjoy the experience down here.
All right. Thank you, man.